Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
Sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Today, I'm going to talk about... My screen just went blank. I can't believe it. Give me 1 second. Here's a backup. Okay, 4 secrets to small business success. I'm trying to get used to these tablets. Okay, today I'm going to talk about 4 secrets to small business success. And it's going to be a short broadcast, about 15 minute max. And here are what the topics I'm going to lean towards with those areas. One. Yes, you is a laser-like focus on the customer. Number 2, the willingness to step out of the box. Number 3, the ability to adapt to change. Number 4, remember the old-fashioned values. So, taking care of your business and taking care of your customers is foremost. And before I get started, there's a lot of resources you can kind of gravitate to from Small Business Administration. Have a lot of resources and program. Get in line, use them, okay, because they can get a lot of free services that you will have to pay for. SCORE is another. Also, your small development agency for your county or for your district, consult with them. Get involved with certain organizations like with BNI, Toastmasters, Minority Business Associations, any professional trade group, just to get your name out there, because that's advertising yourself. They say, I might not have time to do that. Make time to do it. Make it part of your business plan. Make it part of your business model to do those type of things, because it's going to benefit you long term. The more that you put seeds out there, you will get something back. The more things that you do that maybe don't have a monetary value right now can be a monetary value in the future. And before you know it, those residuals will start paying off. So always focus on marketing your company, getting your name out there, getting yourself out there, and meeting as many people as possible to make your job a lot easier. Because you never know, you might run into some free opportunity or some co-branding opportunities that, trade show costs $1,000. Well, then a partner might be willing to give it to you for half that cost. And you guys share the booth, or sometimes large businesses will allow you, in some cases, hey, you can come and team with us, and we'll sponsor you, and you kind of complement their brand. They need subcontractors. You can be a subcontractor for them that they approve. So think of those things outside of the box. Okay, so let's go talk about a laser-like focus on the customer. Okay, you got to focus on the customer. You can't be focused on the dollar always. Focus on getting the customer satisfied, because like if you heard some other interviews I've done, you would take care of your customer. You might lose money at the very beginning. You will gain a customer for life. Okay? So focus by getting a good job done versus focusing on the profit. Profit will come. Just do your good job and do your best job and stand out from your competition. You focus on customer service. That's your key. Do a great job for whatever customer you have. Number 2, the willingness to step outside the box. The ideas I just mentioned earlier, those out-of-the-box ideas, you got to do them. Even if you come with a business model, remember your business plan is a living document. Like the Constitution, it lives and breathes. It's just not rigid, and you stay to this particular focus because some things in your business environment might change, and you might have to modify your business plan. But think of it as a guide, but as a living document, and it lives and breathes, and you have to move with the market or whatever circumstances move with you. I had a person on an interview yesterday talked about He got started in the business, real successful. And when he got a contract from the federal government, his partner had a heart attack and died in his office. Okay, what they had before in the business plan is they still have a business plan, but they had to adjust business plan because they had one less principal that was there to help implement the plan. Because that person might have been gifted in a particular area that the other person wasn't gifted in, or had the responsibility to take over that particular area. Now the other person, partner, has to take care of that responsibility themselves. So again, you have to adapt to change, and that's what's coming to the next topic. You got to adapt to that particular change. You got to adapt to change with customers, with marketing conditions, with environment, with employees, through business associates. You got to adapt to change. That's number three. So, like is a living constitution, your business plan is, you got to adapt to certain situations for any circumstances. And number four, remember the old-fashioned values. It's so easy in this 24 hours, 7 days a week, always be connected, turbocharge in the e-world, that forget the hearts of the people in business. So take care of yourself. Sometimes you have to take that break. Sometimes you're going to have to section things off. You're available from here to here. However, you might want to delegate who has that call up to a certain period of time at night, so you're not on call every single night. So maybe if you have seven employees, divide the work. This person will handle this particular thing for this particular day. You handle it for 2 days. They handle it for a day. Handle it for a day, 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 and so forth, until you can get a staff that can handle issues constantly. So that's my word of advice today. Always do the right thing. Always do the right thing. And take care of your customers. Be willing to step outside the box. Be willing to adapt to change. Remember your old-fashioned values. But also take care of yourself and take care of your people. Again, this is Tim Jacquet with the Core Business Show. Thank you for listening to this wonderful episode. And if you have any questions, feel free to go ahead and reach out to me at info@applecapitalgroup. We're looking for better things ahead. Please write reviews on these episodes. We really appreciate it. We have really, really, really have grown our show within 6 months. We're now getting about 200,000 downloads a month now. We have two episodes left for this particular month, and we are planning out the month of July shows as well as the shows in August. Now, the shows for the month of July, we're going to be a light week the first week of July because the holiday is dab in the middle, so we only probably do one show, one on Monday, one on Tuesday, maybe one on Thursday, and one on Friday, or there might be rebroadcast, and then we go full swing the second week of July. Everybody, thank you for listening. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host with the Core Business Show. Have a great day. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For a free quote on equipment leasing and financing, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. And fill out the information to receive your free quote. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to the core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. Thanks again for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.